right. Well, welcome to the Chadron Berean Church Podcast. This is Pastor Justin, and our core value for this month is sensitivity. Sensitivity, that's the core value we're going to highlight this month in our devotional series. And what do we mean by sensitivity? What do we mean by this? We mean an awareness of or sensible response to the Lord's promptings and leading in our lives, both as an individual and as a church. I think it's important for us to have an awareness of the direction that God is leading us and that He is with us in our endeavors. So if we're going to be attuned to the Lord and to His leading in our lives, the first step is just to make sure that we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us to begin with. We've got to connect with Him on a spiritual frequency. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 15, Paul shares about how it's the Spirit of God who enables us to understand the things of God and the Word of God, and we might add, to communicate with God on a spiritual level. He actually reveals that before Christ, we're just natural men. We're AM frequency only, basically. We're in Adam. We're in the Adam frequency. But however, once we come to Christ, once we put our faith in Christ, then we begin to operate on another frequency that I call the FM frequency, the faith man frequency. Natural men who have not been born again of the Spirit of God through faith in Christ just can't grasp the spiritual things of God. They don't have that frequency there. And so the Spirit of God is really required to connect with Him and have fellowship with Him and a relationship with Him, which is so key when it comes to just understanding His direction for our lives. That's step number one. But beyond receiving the Spirit of God, we also need to learn to walk with Him. It has to become the habit of our lives to live for Him, to live with Him, to have a relationship with Him. Galatians 5:25 has always reminded me of a sensitive or receptive walk with God, a circumspect walk with God. Paul says, if we live by the Spirit, then let us also walk by the Spirit. So if we've gotten saved through the Spirit, he says, let us also walk by the Spirit. When you go on a walk with somebody, technically you're only with them if you're beside them or you're close to them, often talking with them, even though that's not the most important part. It's just you're aware of their presence. And if you are, you know, too far ahead of them or get behind them, you're not really with them. It's simple enough, right? So the sensitive believer desires not to get ahead of God or to fail to respond to His promptings altogether, lagging behind God. My wife and I, we love to go on walks over at the state park. We live near there, but you know, I'm not really walking with my wife if I'm, you know, 30 yards ahead of her, 30 yards behind her. I want to stay beside her, walking with her at my side. And because of that aspect of this verse here, I like the way the ESV and NLT translate it. The ESV says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. So keep in step with the Spirit. Whatever the pace of the Spirit is, that's what we want to match, okay? And I don't want to get ahead or behind. The NLT says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. So how do I know if I'm keeping in step with the Spirit? How do I know if I'm following His lead in my life? Well, for one, Paul says that the fruit of the Spirit is going to be evident in our lives. We're going to have joy. We're going to have peace, self-control, these different things. Most people, however, want to know God's personal will for their lives. The big questions: how do I know if I should move to this town or that town? How do I know if I should take another job, take this job or that job, marry this individual, enter this ministry? Great questions, right? We all ask these questions. And I've been a follower of Christ long enough now to admit that there's just some mystery involved in answering these questions personally. And they're never that easy, but I've often been comforted by the missionary journeys of Paul. Even though the Apostle Paul wrestled with the direction that the Spirit of God was leading him at times, sometimes Paul was told exactly where to go and what to do. I mean, there was no mystery shrouded in it at all. And God said, go here, do this, do that. Sometimes, though, Paul had no clue, and he had to wait on God's response. It took time. Sometimes he wanted to go one way, and the Spirit of God said, sorry, no, you're going another way. Other times, the Spirit of God said yes when he wanted to go a certain direction. And he went that direction, and he experienced great opposition. Sometimes he stayed longer in places that were insignificant, and he stayed a short time in significant places. And so how did he know where to go and what to do? The simple answer is that there is no pat answer, because there just simply was no pattern. Here's the reality is, you can't calculate something that requires a living relationship. That's the answer. It doesn't boil down to math at that point, because you have to really have a real living relationship with God where you're walking with him day in and day out. And some of this aspect of the Christian life is, it's good like that. It's an adventure. It's a walk with God. And that being said, I just want to leave us with a few practical steps to discerning God's personal will for our lives, remaining sensitive to his leading. And it's one is, if we want to know his personal will for our lives, we need to apply the clearly revealed general will of his written word, because his personal will is never going to violate his written will. You know what I mean by that? I mean, God's not going to say, he's not going to support you marrying maybe an unbeliever or something like that. That's just, even though you may feel that way, you feel like God's leading you to that, well, it goes against God's written word, so he's not going to support that. So we have to keep in check, keep our emotions and all of that in check through his word. Second thing is just praying and asking. Stay in prayer. Keep seeking God through his word. Fourth, inquire wisdom from other mature believers in the body of Christ. Ask someone who's got some experience under their belt, who's further along in the Lord than you. Ask them, is this wise? That's one of the best questions you can ask yourself. Is this wise? Is this a wise decision? And then I would say just pursue it further and test the waters. Test the waters, see what they're like. See if you want to keep going. You don't have to dive in, you know, head first all at once. Work your way slowly into the water. But more than once, you know, a person has asked me personally, they say, Pastor, you know, how long do you plan on staying in Chadron at Chadron Berean Church? And I've always responded with, well, that's a tough question. I don't plan on going anywhere. I mean, if God called me to live out the rest of my days in Chadron, I'd be content with that. However, I always try to remain sensitive to the Lord's leading. I never want to presume that this is where I'll always be. In fact, in the past, when presented with opportunities to go elsewhere, I've prayed and I think the Lord prompted me to stay. I mean, is it always going to be that way? I don't know. But the reality is that the only way that you or I will know is through a living relationship with Him. And so the question is, should, you know, to answer the question, should you take a chance? Should you step out into that job or that ministry or whatever it is you think the Lord's leading you to do? Well, that's between you and the Lord. However, I would give a note of encouragement, because I know that's not the answer that you might have wanted to hear. But the note of encouragement is, flourish or fail, grace is going to be there like a net to catch you. And you're going to learn and you're going to grow through it all. And you're going to get better through it all, no matter what happens. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For though the righteous fall 7 times, yet they rise again."